morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We are going to rejoice and be glad in it. It is Friday morning. We're doing Rise at Sunrise at 5:30 a.m. I give this message to you today so that when you wake up on this day, you know that God has already given a message over to you to reach down into your spirit and down to your soul. I want you to turn with me to the book of Galatians. The book of Galatians that reads from chapter 5, verse 25. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. The easy-to-read version says, we get our new life from the Spirit. So, we should follow the Spirit. The second scripture I want to give to you this morning is coming from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 33, verses 26 through 29. Blessed are you, Israel, who is like you, a people saved by the Lord. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearing of His holy word. And for a topic for today, on this glorious June 21st, 2024, I just want to be happy. I just want to be happy. Don't you just want to be happy? Well, to begin with, the moon will move on into Capricorn as the day progresses. It culminates into a spectacular full moon by 9:07 or 9:08 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. We are invited to make new progress toward our long-term goals. Furthermore, as we approach the full moon tonight, I just caution you to be careful, as there's the spirit of confusion, deception, insecurity, and disillusionment. Other themes that will include victimization, sacrifice, and suffering. I just want to be happy. I want to be happy. In reality, why are so many Christians today unhappy? Why are so many unhappy with the church? Can there be happiness in being God's people? I ask these questions. In Christianity, we see salvation is the act of being saved from sin and having a relationship with God on earth and in heaven after death. Amen. It can also mean accepting God's forgiveness and love, becoming part of God's family, and having fellowship with other Christians. Amen. I received a question on Facebook this week. The question was just simple, but I knew it was going to be a landmine. She asked the question, why are so many people leaving the church? Oh my God, that is such a landmine kind of question. This question spiraled a long 3 days of answers. Many angry, many were oppressive, among other really combative, blaming, accusatory, to say the least. Most blamed their upset on the leadership in the church and not taking a look at themselves in the mirror. Many whipped and stripped harshly with fire and brimstone scriptures. And the final response from the author after 3 long days was eventually, number one, to turn off the notifications, and number two, she left a harsh, abrasive message. Wow. So they were able to flip her thoughts, her mindset. Personally, questions like that, like I say, I call them landmines. You cannot see the landmines until they blow up in your face. So, why do we come to Christ? And what is our responsibility in our salvation and happiness? See, the church is just a building. The church is also a support system. We all need support. That's why we come together, to lift each other up. Or do we just come for clubbing? We've changed one place that we used to go to something else. So how does God define church? See, the church is the family of God. We have that from Romans 8:15 and verse 17. And then we have it from Galatians 4, verses 4 through 5. And then 1 John 3, verse 1. People who know God as Father and each other as brethren and sisters. As God's people, the church belongs to Him. You belong to the Lord. And amazingly, He belongs to you. So my next question is, like I said before, how does God define the church? Well, the Bible calls the church the body of Christ. Amen? That He nourishes and cares for as He does Himself. That's Ephesians 5. The church is His glorious temple. You are His glorious temple in which He is pleased to dwell. Revelations 21 verse 3. It is His fullness in the sense that the Father in heaven promised Jesus a great reward that includes His church. That's you, boo. That's Colossians 1 verses 18 through 20. The church is also His adopted family, whom He loves and protects. That's Galatians 4 verse 5. Jesus came into the world not only in obedience to the Father's will, fulfilling the mission the Father sent Him to accomplish. That's in John 17 verse 4. He also came into the world because of His great love for you, the church. See, I do not put the weight of my happiness on a building, nor do I put the weight of my happiness on people. Happiness is an inside job. The secret to happiness lies in actively cultivating my connections with the world, yes. With friends, yes. With family, yes. Colleagues, even those I may not know well, yes. But it is my responsibility to use mindfulness, concentration, and effort. These are three elements of the Buddhist path of wisdom, which can lead me away from the anger, the anxiety, the confusion, and into calmness, allow me to be into clarity and the joy of living in the present. Too often, undeveloped, spiritually immature Christians haven't used nor have they sought for themselves in intimacy the tools to lodge into spiritual transformation outside of tragedies that come about in our life, which either complicates our grief or turns it into a post-traumatic stress or spiritual stress. That never looks blessed. That's why you're walking around and you see a lot of Christians walking around with their head hanging down. Always in the stuff. See, I go to King David in the Bible because he was a hot mess. King David, in all of his struggles, all of his sins, all of his abnormalities, to say the least, was a man after God's own heart. He had an intimate relationship with God. Do you have one? King David grew in consistency into a man after God's own heart. It was his faith, his love, and yes, his repentance. Ongoing. Always in the face of God. These are heart, H-E-A-R-T, qualities. Though we stand sinful and broken before our pure and perfect God, when we come to Him with these heart qualities, faith, love, and repentance, we can be a man or a woman after God's own heart. See, people's dislike in life and church isn't taken to the triune God. Instead, people generally use plug-ins or distractions to mask healing and reconciliation. God's people are a blessed and happy people. You are a blessed and happy people. They know the joy of having new life in Christ. And they have the sure hope of living eternally with Him. So blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. See, most of the people on that first Facebook answering that question that was asked didn't display any of this what I just mentioned. They did not mention those points. And it caused the author to turn off the notifications and responding in an oppressive, harsh, accusatory tone. For all who belong to the people of God, it is good to be reminded of these words of Moses to God's people, Israel. Moses wanted the people to remember how privileged they were. So he said, in effect, "Blessed are you, Israel. Who can be compared to you? The Lord Himself has saved you." So God's people are blessed because they have been chosen by God from eternity. You are born. You have been chosen by God from eternity. They are the object of God's loving care in all circumstances. You are the object of God's loving care in all of your circumstances. See, salvation is a beautiful, wonderful, great gift. It's the greatest gift that you can ever receive. Salvation. It is the gift of eternal consequences. It is an expensive gift that all the riches in the world could not even buy. This gift cost God the life of His own Son, Jesus Christ. And through this costly gift, God freely gives you and me salvation. We cannot do anything to earn or accomplish salvation, nor do we deserve it in any kind of way. God is pleased to give it to us by His merciful grace. Salvation and new life are an undeserved favor. The happiness of God's people lies in the capital truth. We are saved by the Lord. I thank God today for redemption, restoration, restitution, resolution, and reconciliation, where I can grow stronger in the meaning and value of the five R's. My happiness is realizing that it was not with perishable things such as silver and gold. Today, that's just like going to church, singing in the choir, accepting a call in the ministry. That I was redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to me from my ancestors, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. He was chosen before the creation of the world, but was revealed to these last times for your sake and my sake. And through him, I believe in God, who raised me from the dead and glorified him. And so my faith and hope are in God. That's 1 Peter 1:18-21. The word of God states that believers are redeemed by the precious blood of Christ. The word of God declares that Christ Jesus was made unto believers for things including redemption. The word of God says that by God's love and kindness, believers are being regenerated, being renewed by the Holy Ghost. Believers are remade. Believers are justified by grace and made heirs with hope of eternal life. And this leads to maintaining good works that are good unto men. The word of God confirms again and again and again and again that Jesus has made reconciliation for all of us. To be reconciled is to be made right. We reconcile our bank accounts so that our records match the bank records. Well, the sacrifice of Jesus made it possible for sinners like us to be made right with God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, people. Happiness really is an inside job. To fix our inside, outside will not work. The choir can't sing all day. There just isn't enough gospel music. There's not enough sermons. But prayer is our gateway and pathway to the routes of change and reconciliation, redemption, restoration, restitution, and resolution. In every activity trying to hijack your happiness today, we must build our intimacy through the following of God, who is omniscient, who is omnipresent, who's omnipotent. He knows everything. He's always there. He has the knowledge. He has all the power to do everything. So trust in God. Believe that God loves you and has a plan for you. Focus on Jesus today. Turn to Jesus Christ when you're feeling sad or lost. Today, be thankful. First things to be grateful for it in any situation, whatever it is. Be thankful that God is there with you. Choose optimism instead of pessimism. Look outside of yourself and consider God's perspective on your situation. Put your faith in charge of your feelings. Put your faith in charge of your feelings. Put your faith in charge of your feelings. Some say that lasting happiness requires putting your faith in charge of your feelings. And since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Galatians 5:25. And as we close today, Triune God, who knows and sees everything and has all power, we praise your name today, O God. For in your gift of salvation, full and free, we are truly and completely blessed. And we thank you for loving us so much and for making us your people. Because you didn't have to. You could have just thrown us away and started something new. But you did. So in Jesus' name, I pray. Thanking you, God, for turning my frown upside down and making it happy. So today I can be happy. Because I am happy. I thank you, God, for your love, your mercy, your kindness, your goodness, your faithfulness, your hope, your forgiveness, and self-control. Today I rise at sunrise. To God be the glory. Ogunafa Oluwa, Selah.